proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And I just want to say that in my life, God has done some amazing things over the years. This is a blessing that I see in part to God's great plan to live out the gospel truth in my life. The lessons I've learned during this time when I ministered to overseas were invaluable. I was teaching a series on biblical stewardship at our local congregation, specifically talking about ownership. And I learned a real lesson during this time from two of our shut-ins named Rosa and Valeri. They're of Russian origin and believers in Jesus who are Jewish. Now, Rosa, a Jewish believer who has since passed away, was a dwarf and had several health issues. Now, during one special visit, we were talking and she asked how we were doing financially at our congregation. I was honest and told her that God had provided our needs, but people are not as giving as they should for whatever reason. She immediately said, "Well, I need to give my tithe then." And with that, she put her 10% in an envelope and handed it to me. Now, after that, I visited Valeri, also a Jewish believer. He has had several strokes and is on government pension like Rosa. Now, before we could even sit down, he had said that he had something for me. Now, his children who live in Russia gave him some money with the instructions that half of that goes to Valeri and half of that should go to the congregation. The amazing thing about this is that his children are not believers. But the story doesn't end there. Recently, Valeri gave his daughter a Bible, but when his son, Artur, found out, he got upset and said he wanted a Bible too. I told Valeri that we will get him one. Now, in spite of all of Valeri's troubles, he said he is happy and that his secret to happiness is giving. Truly, we saw in real life the biblical story of the widow giving her two mites. In this story, she gave all for the Lord's work. I thought to myself, what are we doing with God's possessions that he has entrusted us with? What a testimony for us to follow. God's grace allows us to give in and for his name. Now, as we look at the heart of Rosa and Valeri that I mentioned a moment ago, we can appreciate their humility in their gift to the Lord. In light of the difficulty and poverty that these precious believers had, the Lord clearly blessed them with a heart of service. They both saw that their investment was going into an eternal bank in heaven where it would not perish. I was so encouraged myself to give it to the Lord and see him work through me and what I gave to him. Even though the dollar amount was small, it was a great amount unto the Lord because they gave all. Now, do we have that same spirit? Are we ready to give and serve when the Lord prompts us? Indeed, how we handle our money and possessions is really a reflection of our hearts. Matthew 6:21 reads, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Now, in looking at our heart, let's look at what it really means to give from a Jewish perspective. The Jewish idea of giving, especially for charity, is called tzedakah. This is also the same word for righteousness. In fact, we remember one of the names of God is Jehovah Tzidkenu, God, our righteousness. When we give, it is a righteous act. This is because it mirrors the heart of God, who is a giver as well. When we give to the Lord, like Rosa and Valeri did, we are in fact worshiping our righteous God by modeling after his character. Where is our heart in giving today? I pray that God will use the testimony of these two precious Jewish believers that we will be using giving of ourselves, even when it hurts, so that the gospel would go forth. Truly, their eyes were set on heavenly things. So often we lose sight of that as we dwell in our own little world. We invest in the cares and things around us and end up not doing much, if anything, for the work of the Lord. I pray this testimony has been a blessing to you today, my friend. Never take for granted the place where God has and what little or how much you may have. We are to be faithful stewards for his name's sake. Let us do our best to managing his finances wisely. Now, God has given us a great blessing, and I encourage you to keep on praying for IBJM. Maybe God has laid upon your heart to be a blessing to this ministry as well. But remember, let's be faithful in our giving to the Lord and be challenged in that. And of course, as we do, as we close out this year, let's of course remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the Jewish people that they will know Jesus as their Messiah. And if we can be of service to you or to your local church, we'd be glad to do that. Please feel free to contact us, and we'd be glad to help you in any way we can. May God bless you, and have a wonderful new year.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.